It's saying time remaining, so I presume it's recording. Counting backwards. Yep. Okie dokie. I'm John Kelly. I'm the EIS FILA president. It's an absolute scandal what's happened here. We've carried out an FOI and discovered that enormous cuts are taking place all over Scotland. Another scary thing that we discovered from our FOI is how patchy provision for students with additional support needs is across the country. There are some parts of the country where there's very little provision, and some where there has been significant provision, but it has been attacked pretty significantly. Many of them are finding that part-time courses in particular are not available to them. And this is really, really significant for them, because many students with additional support needs would be unable to attend for a full week at college. And in the past, we did have many part-time courses. This allowed them to maybe come to college for 1 or 2 days. This type of provision has been cut significantly. And the problem for them being, many of these kids have little else to do. Because at the same time as the attack on further education, we see social work centres closing. And this means that many of the great things that they learn, such as independent living, being able to travel, and so on, these life skills have been taken away from them. It will make it much, much more difficult for them. If full-time courses are the only courses that are available to many of these kids, they'll be unable to attend every day. They simply couldn't do it. What we have to do is reinstate the funding to 2009 levels again. Since 2009, there's been a constant attack on further education funding, and much of these attacks have filtered down to affect kids with additional support needs. And let's face it, these are the most vulnerable students in education. And it's a scandal that we're attacking them. So we would urge government to actually reinstate funding to 2009 levels. Okay. Yep.